It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to More Garbage.
Well, my friends, it's More Garbage, and we are back on a Hot Take Tuesday. I think we got it right. It's kind of like our shtick to just be a bunch of fuck-ups. I'm here with my co-host, Kurt Boogs. Ad here, a.k.a. Fubzilla, and DJ JoJo.
Cheers.
Alongside myself, Vandal, and we're here on a Hot Take Tuesday to talk about these industry copycats, Shen.
Got this new sleeve on, you know, just trying things out.
But it's a nice outfit.
Crazy.
Why?
The original Karen.
Quite radiant.
Oh, watch out. Give me a Starbucks.
Give
me a Starbucks.
Yeah, for those of you listening to the audio cast after the fact, we got Fubzilla on the snap cam. So every time you hear something ridiculous, you know it's something that you're excluded from.
Barbie's Mattel. Barbie's paid for. I'm an unlicensed version of a blonde toy.
Yep. So who should we start with? Because
industry copycats?
Yeah, the industry copycats we're dealing with today are Full Color Black, the greeting card company based in England, and TNF, the North Face. Boo.
VFC.
Oh, yeah, you want to take it up to the upper level?
I mean, I don't want to get... Should we put up the little thing, Futurist thing? I'll pop up. Here we go. I'll share my screen. Theoretically.
Let's see what you got. We're going to start with Banksy, huh? All right, let me go.
No, I'm starting with Futura.
Start with Futura. I've heard about that, but that's the least.
I'm starting with Futura. I put up this. Well, I'm sharing my screen.
How about you preface this for the people that aren't up on it?
Yeah.
And just All
right. So this went up the other day, and just so we know, this is Lenny Magura, who is AKA Futura 2000 or Futura, who has done lots of work with a million companies, including North Face. And North Face came out with, or it was about to release, some very questionable jackets and stuff with patterns that were very similar, too similar to Futura's Atom design. And maybe we can get a picture of that as well. But he approached them not with lawsuits, kind of like saying, you know, more or less like, hey, I know, I see what's up, like, more or less, let's either do this or stop it. And they pretty much were like, bugger off. And so he's suing them for this, and they don't really give shit. And so here we are at a crux of this guy's, whether or not, what do you feel about Futura's work? He is a staple and a bastion of what it is to be in our, you know, streetwear culture, fucking right. the capitalist version of it. He's really like, he's like the one of the guys that was like, we can make a lot of money doing this, big people. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so he's that anchor to me. And so when one of the bigger, the biggest company right now, they bought Supreme last year. So the biggest company within the
bunch
street
of copycats.
Doesn't Look matter. Like the point is that like within this now, you know, the company that owns North Face, it owns Timberland and Jansport and Vans and Supreme, and I mean the list goes on.
And every trendy Eastpak, brand.
Not even trendy brand. They just own really big brands that are bigger than ever that everybody knows.
Is Levi's in that group?
No, it's not. Okay. But point of this, it's irrelevant. They've done it for hundreds of years. The point is that like they're so big that they don't give a fuck. So the question is now really, how powerful is this? How powerful is this movement? Like, I hate to be the guy that says, believe it or not, this won't affect their bottom line whatsoever. You know, I hate to be that guy. Like, I really hope it does. I hope that this causes some sort of ripple that goes up the chain, and it will on a level of press, and they'll use this
I was going to say in the end, what's going to happen is it's always big bank, take little bank, right? If Futura doesn't have the lawyers and the team of lawyers to keep himself out of, to keep himself in court for a few years, then, it's an easy slam dunk. Nike does it to people all the time.
Well, he sued them. So wait a second.
He sued them, right? And as you can see here, they claim the North Face illegally copied the stylized Adam design that for years appeared throughout his artwork in a series of waterproof outerwear called Future Light. Okay?
Okay.
Future Light. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
So not only did they think, like, we can do that, they were like, and fuck you.
Wow. Well, you know what's very interesting? I'm really trying to play devil's advocate a little, because let's look at cause. Like, yo, you stole Mickey.
Okay.
Disney could have went up.
I'm not even looking at it as I have a side in any of this. I'm just like sheerly looking at like our entire culture. This is very interesting, right? Our whole culture is based on sampling. Everything. It's based on little snippets of
this. 100% true.
Everything. Every piece of it is based on sampling from, graffiti, all of it. And so
what was the name of the artist a couple years back, about 5 years ago, that did the Newport Nikes, and Nike came after
Harry's.
Him?
Harry.
They made him destroy all of them. But most of them were gone really fast.
Whereas a lot of Banksy encourages people to download his work, copy it, and do stuff with it. Create.
We also all know it's marketing. Like, creative. This is marketing.
But he's not allowing corporations to just grab his shit and profit off of it. So, I mean, basically,
they probably have.
Well, this will bring us to the next point. Oops.
Hey.
Which I'm gonna pull up into that window. Where?
What do you got?
Where are we?
I stopped. Do you need me to screen share again?
No, I got it. I just gotta get it in the right one.
I got it.
You got so many.
That's all right. You're fully prepared. So prepared, you don't even know where to turn.
I'm on you. I got it. Here, I'm shared. Is this the one you're looking for? The one that he just put up? His
That's weird. I couldn't share that screen. Where are you? So that was his statement that Futura pulled up. No. But it's kind of small. If you want to read just like maybe the I wasn't even aware of the campaign, so I started receiving hundreds of DMs from numerous individuals. I mean, I can only imagine. Like, this Futura, this is a guy that's not just a self-described street artist. Like, his collaborations with companies are coveted.
Are huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he did a BMW.
Really?
Within the last 18 months, he did a BMW, 20 months, something, 2 years, something like that. I don't exactly know. Time's kind of bent this year, but like, yeah.
Wow.
So check this out. So an EU panel. Okay, can you see this?
Yep.
An EU panel has stripped Banksy of two more trademarks in his ongoing battle with greeting card company Full Color Black.
He's on the record. He's on the record, like, in a trademark with a name, or is it a company?
That is a company that he tried to stop from profiting off of his image in 2018. I'm going to share the screen. I'm going to share you that artwork as well.
Okay.
Right here, Laugh Now. He tried to shut them down using his pest control legal arm. Like, they're the ones that verify if a work is an original Banksy or not.
Okay.
So he reached out. He tried to shut them down. They basically said, you have a trademark. You don't have a copyright. Okay. He doesn't have a copyright because he doesn't want to
put his name
reveal his identity. Right. So he has a trademark, which is supposed to be able to stop other people from using the images in business. Right. And they said that, that he wasn't using it in business. So they should be able to like nullify that trademark, you know, like a dead trademark. Oh, wow. Basically.
Yeah.
So
basically he's got to publish it or something every so often.
So he opened up a shop. Okay. He opened up a shop and, he basically said copyrights for losers. And he said the greeting card is contesting the trademark I hold to my art and attempting to make custody of my name so they can sell their fake Banksy merchandise, right?
Someone's got to, right?
But the EU intellectual property office stated they believed his intention with the shop was not to use the mark as a trademark to commercialize goods, but to circumnavigate the law. These actions are inconsistent with honest practices. They basically shut him down on two designs in 2018, and then yesterday he lost on two more. Okay, so now they're saying his entire trademark portfolio is in danger.
Unless he comes out and identifies himself.
And they said that he's urging people to copy, borrow, steal, and amend his work, and he's claiming that copyright's for losers, and they used those statements against him in court.
Right.
And it worked.
And they said he's not going to take away the secretive persona, because that's what makes him famous.
Right.
Right? But that he took the trademark in bad faith, and he never intended to use them for trade to make money. Right. And his lawyer touted it as kind of like a genius move. And they said, well, you admitted yourself, like you only did it to mess with this
block business.
Yeah. Right. So that's fucking bananas. They're like,
capitalism reigns supreme.
You're not going to make money on it. Someone else is.
If you want to be a capitalist, like we're going to make money. You lose. Like, government's going to get their tax dollars.
His own shit. He can't stop his own shit. So he has, you know, this company to verify his works. But as far as like doing something like stopping them from using it in trade, that company would have to claim ownership. And he doesn't want to do that either. Then he'd be giving up his ownership to pest control. So he's basically, like, yeah, he's not in a bind. He's just getting screwed. That's it. He's got four of them are gone, and they're just going to keep doing it the same way. So,
they're like, these are your pieces, you beat.
Yeah. So basically, he could virtually make all this go away if he were to identify himself and copy.
But then they put him in jail.
So this is...
But then they put his ass in jail.
I don't know.
So could this be another legal approach to just force him to identify himself?
No, because he doesn't give a shit. He's going to make money continuously. Remember, he can create more. They cannot create more. He can create more.
Look at this.
Right?
Wow. See this?
They've got pretty much all his stuff.
I mean, they are raping this dude. They got Black Girl Riot too.
So you know what though? But this is the kind of dude that'll up him. It'll make him crazy. He'll go out there and do some fucking crazy shit you wouldn't even see coming. You'd be like, oh, right. Forgot. This guy's the guy. He's gonna fucking go out there and break things again, like on some Jordan shit.
Yeah, there's like speculation that he'll go and like paint an affidavit on the police station or something. Right.
Where it's like he's gonna go to like, you know, Parliament and fucking wreak havoc. You know, some real like let him go. Like he'll make the biggest, most expensive statement ever and make money doing
and
it.
But if they want to find out his name, couldn't they just go and get like a freedom of information request on the court case? Yeah. Sure.
It's no.
Everyone knows his name is nowhere. It's not
on the court. People know
if
who he is.
If he went to court, his name is on something.
He didn't go to court. He has a representative.
He's smart.
He's not a criminal that has to appear to face charges. He's suing somebody and he has his lawyers on it.
That's it.
Real. Right. But no matter what, your name is going to be on there. You are the plaintiff.
So that's the problem.
That's why he has somebody to be tweeted.
That's the problem is that company, in order to, you know, have some copyright power, would have to claim ownership of the copyright. Because if he doesn't name his name, then he can't prove that he is him.
It's the anonymity. If he were not anonymous, this would be a non-issue.
Well, he wouldn't be that big, though.
But, you know, understood,
but I'm just saying this particular micro scenario of this
chicken and the egg.
It's really ridiculous that he can make a statement like copyrights are for losers, and they could be like they could take offense to that, and his lawyer said like just because he says that doesn't mean you're allowed to now like defraud and replicate and take his.
But the truth is, if they can legally and they are, there's nothing he can do. And like, that's just like egg on his face for being.
You can say the law sucks, but still have it protect you.
Yo, when your whole game is fame and they defame you, that's bad news.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
You know what I'm saying? Like if you're like, yo, I'm famous because I'm a dick, you know, and I do really thoughtful street art. Like that's kind of like, that's what you're famous for, right? Like really genius, dickhead, thoughtful street art. That's what you're famous for, graffiti street art.
Right.
Okay? And then all of a sudden, like they're like, "Watch us play the game back." You know, more or less, like, yo, exactly. You put your shit out. Like, that's the thing for me. I'm like, it's like some real like Omar shit, right? Like, you know,
why you put your shit out there?
It's all in the game, right? It's all part of the game. Like, that's it. It's like if you were like, "Yo, I paint this in my studio. It's my canvas." Maybe no one would ever know his work and no one would give a shit about his work. And it wouldn't touch anybody and fucking that's that. But instead, he paints it at the right moment, at the right time, and everybody sees it. And so now it's like, well, that's part of it. Like, it's public. Mm-hmm. It's not for you anymore. You put it out there for everybody and, well, now you lose. Like, and you choose, you know, being the guy that did it and being famous and never famous again, let's be real, because if he came out now, he'd lose all his like hype.
Right.
I don't think so. I think the value goes up.
Unless he was like DB Cooper.
You just finally come out and people know who you are and they still admire you for your body of work.
Mm.
Right? No, I don't think that's the case, right? Like losing the anonymity would be a smart thing at some point, you know.
What's also noteworthy.
But you could never make work again.
Wait. Let him read this.
Sorry. It's also noteworthy in this case, and that's the first case, 2018-19, is that Pest Control decided not to enforce his copyright. Such a decision doesn't come as a surprise, as it would require them to show judges that it acquired the copyright from the artist. And this would entail the disclosure of Banksy's real name. Full stop. You know what I mean?
Got it.
And consequently reduce the value of his art.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what I'm saying. Like his money is tied up in his mystery. He's like, because other than that, like he can't make anymore if people know who he is.
It's not even It's not even because of the value. He's just like, I don't want that. He doesn't even want the attention. His life would change.
Of course.
You know? Even if some people know who he is and whatever.
I'll be honest with you. I hate mysterious people. I hate people that fucking think they need to maintain an air of mystery. It's like, get the fuck out of here with your fucking shit. Like the fucking anonymous asshole that fucking made Bitcoin. Fuck off, asshole. Right? Fuck off. Satoshi. Fuck off all of you. Yeah, whatever. All you fucking mystery people. You mystery fucking people. Batman. Fuck off. Mystery right?
Batman. Like, do you realize how crazy that guy's mystery is? Like
Batman?
Because he kept a million Bitcoin for himself, and there's only 18 million in total.
Who kept a million?
That mysterious Satoshi Nakamoto that started. Does it exist?
Fuck off with that dude.
And
he's a Super Mario Brothers cloud. He doesn't exist.
And not
AI or CIA.
Not one piece of that has been cashed in.
He's gangster.
So they speculate either he's dead or he lost the key, the number key.
Nobody gives a fuck.
That's not true.
How much money would that be?
He's got a trading card out.
Reveal yourself or fuck off.
A million times 30. JoJo's. So it would be 30 billion.
Reveal yourself or fuck off.
Am I crazy?
300 million? No.
30 billion.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. It's some astronomical fucking set of money that we'll never see. Who cares? I can kiss my fucking ass. Just like Banksy. Banksy can kiss my motherfucking ass. What if his name is John Robbins or whoever the fuck? You know what? Honestly, if I worked for him, I'd be like, yo, asshole, you're giving me $10,000 cash right now. That's or I'm it. Giving Shit. Out your fucking name.
But bro, I got to say that
fucking asshole.
I should have been more prepared and also had some images up of the Vandal restaurant.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you also go through something very similar to this?
Yeah, and actually I want to make a video about it cuz
but was it also like you went through it twice, right? Wasn't it also a jacket design that was like a
that wasn't like the tag, but yeah, I had another stolen pattern. Yeah.
The restaurant one was like really obvious though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
because
like the other one was like, okay, yeah, like, I could see it. Like I saw you. I remember you showing me, Serge. But the restaurant shit was like, wow.
It was like a trail of crumbs that I followed when it came out because I found who they had do the tag that said Vandal. That was the logo for the restaurant. That uh-huh. was owned by the Tao Group, which has closed over the pandemic. Okay. All locations are closed right now and have been, and hopefully will remain so.
Although, no, I got to tell you, they're hiring.
Oh, again. At Vandal again?
No, some of the Tao restaurants are hiring.
But Vandal's like shut. That location
yeah,
is
I don't,
gone.
I can't speak to. So, yeah.
So hold up. I found the artist that they hired to do that tag and I went to go look at it and I'm like, his style is like totally different and like good and clean and whatever, but it looks nothing like that. And I found an Instagram post where he said, oh, here's the logo I did for this restaurant. So interesting. Like which way the client like takes you. Like they directed him to do it kind of like a certain way. And they came out as Vandal New York spelled out. And I had VandalNYC.com at VandalNYC Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Like, you know, it's an obvious thing that they would run violated. Into. Along the way, but what would be the end game for me? Like,
well,
to cease and desist using that image as the logo. I can't stop them from using that name.
Check this out. Let me speak to you from two perspectives.
And if they offered me any money, it would probably be with a stipulation that I stop using it. You know?
Ooh. Oh no, that would be so, like somebody coming to me and saying, "No, you can't use DJ JoJo."
They don't have to do anything because you don't really own it. Like, you use it and it's yours, but you don't have it copywritten, trademarked.
I didn't have a trademark.
He's right.
They didn't use it as their like logo. They just put it all over their fucking restaurant.
But some works are supposed to be considered to be owned by you at time of creation.
Wait, I totally understand it.
Not unless someone can prove it. That's why you have the poor man's copyright.
That's what they used to refer to that as.
You just have to have a lawyer. You have to have a lawyer ready to go the distance. That's it. Like, paperwork and a lawyer. That's it. Otherwise,
the copyright is only yours when you pay for it. For example, what are you going to do? You're going to copyright every page in your sketchbook? Every fucking
you know what's crazy? Get this. I have a friend that owned a brand, and it was most of their IP was all photographs, right? And throughout the history of their brand, they continuously, for the ones they make t-shirts of and stuff, they copywrote them through the copyright department. And it was the brand. They had a deal with photographers that they didn't own the copyright, that the brand owned the copyright. They bought them out, whatever. They got lazy towards the end. They got lazy. They didn't copyright all their shit, like a handful of them. It literally ended every sale of their company. These handful of images that they did not own the copyright in because they couldn't let go of the entire library. And it was a no-brainer because there was handfuls of images in there that were big money for the company that they were selling. And they had to make a deal with the person that then did own the copyright.
Like making a t-shirt with the Kiss on it or something like that.
But
that photograph is like, you know.
Right. And some really of that's licensed at something. This point. But like, this was like a thing where like you couldn't actually sell the entire IP because you didn't own the fucking copyright. You didn't copyright those images. And that happens. So like, it does come down to money talks. And if like, okay, so when NFTs originally came up and people were like, oh, well, what about copyright? Copyright law still exists and copyright your shit. Don't put an NFT up until you've copywritten your image.
Intellectual property, physical property, all of it is really a really tough thing. I mean, we went through it in a small way internally with somebody that was doing work for us, right? That told us he no longer wanted to have our images being his images being used on anything that had to do with us, right? So a lot of things had to change, and a lot of, you know, because of that, right? Only and not that this person would have had even the lawyer power to do anything about it, right? But, you know, it is a certain thing, especially when you know it for a fact, right? If you know you're stealing from somebody, right? And I mean, that was the thing with music for a while. Like, a lot of guys were like, I mean, Bob James was one of those people. He's like, look, my stuff has been sampled so much, and like in certain records he wasn't even given credit on those records, right? And you know, now is starting to receive cash for things like Nautilus and things where stuff has been sampled, you know, and actually hearing some of the tracks that he's been sampled on, because he never heard some of them, and some of them he thinks are actually pretty good, you know. And it's nice when somebody, like, you know, somebody approves of something being used, right? If you choose to go to a big company and do a collaboration like Futura did, right? Is it selling out? Not really. You chose to do it.
There's no such thing as selling out anymore.
Right. But
selling out's the path to success right now.
All right, I have a question for you guys, because right now I'm listening to you all say this, and I'm playing a hypothetical scenario out in my head, and it involves everything that you're talking about. So here we go, right? Serge, you go out and you do a big mural on the side of a building somewhere. Cool, right? That's done. That's your mural. Nobody's arguing that it's your mural. It's yours. That's your art. Then all of a sudden, Fubs and I come along, and I'm standing in front of that mural, and he takes a crazy picture of me doing something unique, but it's not just the mural. There's maybe a train in the background, and there's the silhouette of the city.
He's giving himself a stranger.
You're adding something to that artistic whatever. Now, you take that image, and now we make a postcard of it, all right? And we're selling the postcard. At what point and where is Serge's legal right or genuine right to get a percentage or at whatever from that sale of that postcard?
Well, shit, first of all, can I field that for a second before he even answers that? There's a lot of people involved in what you just described that could actually fucking, you know, like just taking Fub's position as the contrarian here, right? There's a lot of people within that, what you just described, that could complain, not just Serge. The person who, the architect of the building, maybe the person that designed something with the train, the people where that got their building vandalized. I mean, there's a bunch of shit, but
we're talking in terms of art right now. Okay, let's just assume
Serge's wall was
commissioned and he did some legitimate art on the wall. Just because I'm trying to get to a matter of like the copyright, the trademark, the ownership.
Wait, you said
where
you said
the
something.
Artistic?
Can I ask you a question with your story? So you said his work was commissioned.
Well, not commissioned. I mean, meaning he had permission.
He was allowed to do it.
He was allowed to paint on the wall, is what I'm saying.
There's a difference.
You're right. There's a difference. I'm not trying to get caught in the technicality. I was trying to dismiss JoJo's.
My family has a wall that has Lady Pink painted for decades, 4, 5, 6 times with different people over the years. And, you know, historically, no one's ever really shot in the behind it, to be honest. I mean, like, so that's it. But like, we've had people film there and shit. But like, I think that like, if it's background, it's background. But there's really always going to be and I think that's really the difference, right?
Where's that line?
I don't know. But I think that as a photographer now, mm-hmm. public domain's public domain. If I have to shoot a photograph of a subject, it's not about anything but the subject. If I put that subject because I'm standing in the street and they're standing in the street and we're together on the street and boom, we take this picture and it happens to be some graffiti in the corner. Yo, you painted that there.
Right.
That shit's not in your studio. That shit is in public. I'm not there to shoot your work. Maybe I have to even take it out with Photoshop.
Do you have to do that?
That was my question for you.
No, but for me, it's like maybe it's in my way, but I shoot it because it's there. How could you vandalize that beautiful background that I could shoot these humans at? But instead, now there's graffiti. Like, you could flip it like that and say, but to me as a photographer, if you're like, oh, I'm gonna put somebody in front of this piece and it's gonna become part of their album cover and the composition, then you're being greasy.
Right.
You know, like, but I have done some shit where, like, you know, I've taken pictures of somebody in front of a wall that said their name half. Like, I took pictures with Bun B in front of a wall that was like said Bun on it. Guess what?
I've always,
fuck them.
But right. I've always thought about that. I've always thought about that too. Like, I mean, and people that produce movies, they think about that down to the label of the clothes you're wearing, right? Like,
because
so
it's big business,
right? So, like, think about all these films that were made in the 70s and the 80s in New York where people have done big murals. And I wonder if there's people that actually go and scan through films and look for other people's pieces.
They have algorithms that do stuff like that, you know, like YouTube shit. But
like, because
this one, where is that mural? It's coming up here? I can't even remember. She had the Tats crew.
Okay. She paid for it.
Yep. But she had to secure it.
Right.
Okay, you're talking about right where they're painting it. Right there, that pink design.
But that's different, though, because part of the video.
Appropriately secured.
But that's part of the video. That's the thing. We're not talking about.
Look. This has happened to us in the past, and it's not cool. We had to do something about it. Okay?
Who's saying?
Okay, so.
Tats crew.
So it means they happened to drive by and they used the Tats crew as they were working on a mural as part of their B-roll of this commercial.
That's the thing.
You see this? No one from the group was contacted.
This is totally different, though.
Fiat ran the shot of the graffiti, right? Which he said has been copyrighted.
But wait a second. Here's the thing. They were painting. They're in the act of painting this mural.
This is the mural.
To me, they're using that as an element, not as a background. And I think that's really the differentiation for me is that, like, are you using it as part of your message to sell cars?
Bronx.
Or is it haphazard Denny from in the background? Bronx. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's haphazard in the background, then fuck it. Like, but if it's like, oh, we're going to put it there in frame and it says the Bronx. Yeah, well,
doesn't that kind of play into the same thing that the whole, like you guys were talking about sample culture? Like how much of a song, how many seconds of a song can you sample before it's considered a sample and before it becomes a predominant part of the song? Just like
how about
mural becomes a predominant part of
how about this one
image.
The image.
How about if you're putting out a mix with all the properly licensed tracks, right?
Good luck.
Wait, they do that. Apple's got a whole thing. They're working on it.
Right?
So it's active. They do it. Mixes are mostly. So they do it, and they even calculate for how long are the two tracks playing together.
Wow.
Right.
To figure out who gets paid how much.
They'd have a really hard time.
It's a whole algorithm. But that's why it's not completely open, because they have to still teach this thing.
Well, that's absurd. That's absurd. You have to figure.
What if somebody train wrecks? Like you should, Jojo, you should rename yourself Train Wreck, and every time there's some shit that's offbeat, you're gonna copyright it and you're gonna get royalties for it.
Is that the new payola?
It's just gonna add up.
Is Train Wrecking the new payola?
You know what?
Like, you want that money player?
That's an interesting idea.
DJs, hey, wait a second. Here it is. Here it is. Because there's been a number of times where people have tried to recreate, and I know this. From way back, people have tried to recreate Odie's Jeep tape.
Okay.
Same mixes, same sequence of mixes, same attempts at the styles of transitions. Now, do you get to own those transitions? Like, if I do something special with record A and record B, do I get to own those transitions and go, no, that's my mix. You can't play those two records together anymore. Right.
Well, that's exactly why Scratch used to cover all his records back in the day, and nobody showed their records, right?
Nah, but this is a gray area. Now you got fuck that. Now you got Shazam. Fuck your air of mystery. I'm gonna find out what the record is anyway. You know what? Put your stickers on your records. Listen, cover your fucking screen. You can close your computer, and I'll still find out what the fucking record is if I like it. Like nothing. That's not the purpose. That defeats the purpose of being a DJ in the first place.
Nothing is sacred. Nothing is sacred. Jay-Z just decided with his money and his wealth at his 25th anniversary of Reasonable Doubt that he's going to sue Jonathan Mannion and Dame Dash. And like,
send me that link where, no, it wasn't you. Dame Dash tried to NFT
make an NFT
the Reasonable Doubt album.
Right. And he got blocked. And Jay-Z won. Jay-Z
had a
file.
He won today.
He won in court. Jay-Z was like, eat the dick, Dame. Dame's like, you're a chump. He's like, you know, check the scoreboard. I'm good. And he same with Jonathan Mannion. It was like, oh, you can't be doing that. Who? Jonathan who? That's my Jonathan Matt.
By the way,
I'm 25 years old today. Kurt, would you like to Kurt buy Books. An NFT? I'm Jay-Z.
Kurt Books. I'm sure your man Todd Terry has a little something to say about that because his money was involved in that first Reasonable Doubt album.
Yeah,
very much so. And
bro, like, you know he still is involved.
Look on the label. It says Freeze Records.
Legal win
on that Reasonable Doubt record. He was even bragging about it. Ask your man Todd, because he knows all about that. So maybe he's got something to say about them Dame trying to do this Reasonable Doubt thing. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a valid point.
That's right. one of those things. We could get that from the horse's mouth. You know what I mean?
Let's get him on the show.
You know, I'd love to.
All right. I'll talk to him.
Wow. You know? Dash is just so grimy.
Yeah, that's Dame, crazy. You know what? Dame made a lot of bad business decisions towards the end of his thing. You got to give him credit, though, and even Jay-Z gives him credit for what they built up until the point where they split up, right?
Of course.
And again, right, with music, and that's a whole different thing from photography, from film. There's always, look, there's a big pie. And everybody in a large industry has a piece of that pie, right? There's a lot of people that have a piece of that pie, regardless of what you're doing, especially in music. There's the writer, there's the composer, there's the people that you have to get the sample clearance from if you're actually doing it the right way, right?
Well, we're in a weird spot, though, with like this Jay-Z thing. All of a sudden, he has become the Goliath, right? And so, like, you know, he's saying to Jonathan Mann, you can't sell that on your site. Now, anybody that's ever shot photos of anything, as long as it's in print, usually, like, you could sell editions. Now, I think that Jonathan Mannion's use of constantly selling it on his website, non-editions, and, you know, promoting Reasonable Doubt, well, that's where I think they're going to get him, right? As the Reasonable Doubt photographs, but it's like, it's not though. Like, if you're Jonathan Manning, these are just photographs of recording artist Jay-Z. And if he didn't say that, that's what they'll get him. You're promoting me and my record on your site.
You well, wait, let's get into that. You're a photographer, right?
Right.
So let's take Jay-Z's album Reasonable Doubt. You know the picture on the cover where he's, you know, adjusting his cuff. I think that's the one where he's adjusting his cuff link, right? Like, now, if Dame went to do the NFT of that, right, that photographer would have something to say about it.
Well, he's
right?
suing the photographer, too. That's what we're talking about. He's suing Jonathan Mannion.
Oh, Jonathan Mannion is the photographer, right? Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
He's suing everybody. He just decided, like, right before his 25th anniversary, he's going to firm up the rights to everything.
Yeah, but wasn't he given the rights and he was given all of his masters as well? There was something that came out in the news like not too long ago about him being given all of his masters.
Well, I mean,
which was strange to me because I thought like he owned Rockefeller, so he owned his masters.
This also comes down to like, you know, like the photography thing is very similar to me to the graffiti thing, right? Where it's like, yes, you really can't make money on that photograph you shot of somebody for their album cover, but theoretically, you should be able to sell editions of it on some gallery shit, right? That's kind of the way it usually goes. But this is kind of deading that. And so I don't know if there's any paperwork. I'm sure there is. There's lawyers on both sides of this. But like, it's going to be an interesting precedent of what happens because if you... Like I have photos of certain rappers from back in the day when they were young and shot their first album covers and have really funny photos of them. Now, could I sell editions of it? I'll let you know after this lawsuit's over. Would I ever sell the album cover itself without getting the permission? No way. I would never put myself out there like that. You know, like that's asking for it, you know? Would I sell photographs of that person? Yeah, why not? You know, but I would sell photographs of that person that they never used or saw. Like I would not pick the one image
of that human if they bought it. Now, if it's from a magazine and it's editorial, fuck it, all bets are off. But if it's something they directly paid me to do, now you're on shaky ground. They don't own unless they paid you to own it.
So in this kind of boilerplate contract I got from who was it? From Sony?
AT&T? Oh, Sony, sorry.
They claim ownership over all work product, which means anything that is produced
during the hours
during the process.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so it. A sketch is made that's not used, they technically own it.
That's it. That's right. But that's the deal. But you know the deal. I'm sure that some of this stuff with Jay-Z shit wasn't written down. I bet there's a lot of
course. And I have plenty of that was.
That's what happens. It
comes through talk, right?
And maybe that's why he don't write his rhymes.
No, but this is what everybody tells you, man. If you're gonna make deals in business, don't have anything be implied. Don't have anything be inferred. Have that shit on paper.
Yeah,
on paper.
I'm with
full
you.
Full description.
Put it on the blockchain.
I feel you. There was a time and a place for gentlemen's agreements, and unfortunately, there's just not too many gentlemen.
And wait a second. That's real. Sometimes they exist, but like, don't think shit's sweet is really what it comes down to. Like,
well, also, what you're talking about is stuff that really needs to stand the test of time. And unfortunately, gentlemen's agreements are only as good as the memories of the two gentlemen that have them.
Right. That's exactly it, right? So for Dame and Jay-Z in their particular case, they built a lot, right? And you know what? Jay is in an obviously better financial position than Dame Dash is, because Dame Dash decided to squander a lot of his earnings, you know, and make the bad decisions along the way and make a lot of enemies as well too. So I mean, you know, Dame Dash always ends up looking like the idiot though in that, you know.
He's kind of a dick though.
He is.
We lose Kurt.
Yeah, we lost Kurt Boogie.
He'll be back.
He'll be back. maybe his device ran out of power.
He saw this and he was like, what? $1 billion? I got to give my man a call. There we go.
I don't know what happened. Sorry, guys.
They are listening.
Okay.
Let me read this.
You live in a Faraday cage.
Oh, okay, go for it.
Yeah, let's do it.
This year, the rapper Jay-Z, with a net worth of $1 billion, is investing millions of dollars as he pursues his dream to become a business mogul in the legal marijuana industry with his Monogram cannabis brand. Aside from cannabis, Jay-Z has several merchandise and business ventures that add to his growing net worth.
Can I share a little tidbit with y'all?
Mm-hmm.
My sister and her man, actually her man is the one who's supplying all the nutrients to that operation. It's called Beneficial Biologics.
Oh, shit.
And they and get the back end.
If you want to know where the real OG nutrients come from,
you want that nutrient game? I got you.
That's right. Yo,
got them nutrients. Nutrients. You got that WMD, but I got them nutrients. You want to grow your corn, your tomatoes, your trees? We got them nutrients.
That's it.
We are at 49 minutes and 38 seconds. So we're about
10-minute mark, or that's done?
About five more minutes.
Five more minutes.
So look, industry copycats and copyright, and then there's like, you know, people that just aren't creative, that just take anything and fucking make something out of it.
They're called capitalists.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole thing is a cutthroat game. You got to be ready to jump in wherever you get, you know, get in wherever you fit in, man. Think about it. A lot has been happening forever and will continue to happen. So, you know, what's your way around it? You got to either do the poor man's copyright, or you got to do straight up spend money to, like, if you are a creative of any sort, you're writing – you're doing some music, you're doing photography, you're video cutter, fucking artist,
video sculptor,
you name it, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's your work. So you're probably going to have to pay for it to prove that you own it and that it's yours, you know? And if you really feel that strongly about the things that you do and you're not, you know, like, I mean, the thing with Banksy, like, just to go full circle, the thing with Banksy seems like they used his own words against him, right? Like, yep. You know, copyrights for losers. Okay, loser, you lost.
Fuck out of right? here,
like,
bro.
Fuck out of here. Like, you know, fuck you and your mystery. That's what you get. Tell me your name, asshole, and we'll give it back to you.
That's
how about that?
EU justice yeah. right there.
I was like saying, that's the man playing within the man's system. You know what I'm saying?
Coming gonna, from the yeah, man, right?
Hey, he's man. Like, yeah, hey, bro. Yeah, yeah, hey, bro. You think copyrights for dicks? Hey, bro.
Throw this man in the dungeon.
Who knows, sir? No, but really, like on the real, like, you know, He sat the fence and played both sides of the fence and happened to lose. Like, you know, if you really feel that way about your works, claim them. Now, here's the thing in Europe. If you're a graffiti artist, in Austria especially, if you're a graffiti artist and you got other people's name in your book or whatever, and they bust you, right? They want you to tell them, in your book, who's this person? Who's this person? Who's this person? And if you don't tell them, they'll just assume that that's your work too.
Yep, charge you for all that stuff.
So, which one are you? Are you the guy that we just caught writing this on the wall just now, or are you one of these guys in your book? Are you going to tell us who's who? No. No. Okay. So. Like, that's also a gray area, right? So you get hired by Nike because everybody loves your work. It's all over the city, right? Guess what? It's all over the city. It's still vandalism.
Sure. Sure.
You know, and as much
and
as
people
we love,
have been busted by showcasing on social media. I mean, most notably Revoke, right? And he was trying to get out of Australia, I think it was.
Yep.
He was like racing to the airport. They were watching him on Instagram and they got his ass.
I was selling Seventh Letter at that time and we made a t-shirt. I still have one somewhere that said Vandal Vacation and it had his glasses he was wearing and he wrote Vandal Vacation. We put it out before he even landed. He was on a plane.
And he was shit out. Burning down.
Yeah, we just people was, we this is oh my god.
He
by the time he landed, so we had sold like hundreds and hundreds of t-shirts.
Talented that dude. He bombs with burners. You know what I mean? Like,
wow,
like
that's dope.
He'll bomb doing pieces.
He's wild.
That's dope. That's dope though. Like, I mean, look, there's something really beautiful about street art, which is why this is why the industry has picked up. They always pick up on everything that happens in street culture, whether it's dancing, whether it's music, whatever.
That's just marketing. Like, it's youth culture. Yes. It's the youth. Yeah. It's commodity. Yeah. It's marketing.
Yeah, but some of these artists, you got to give credit to some of these artists. They're like, yeah, I would love to go bombing, but I've got a real job now where people hire me for stuff. And he
does a totally different style of thing now. He's totally like contemporary art, like on some abstract, you know, next level shit. He's building stuff into crazy shapes and
nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with evolving. Sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with evolving. You can come from the world of street art and graffiti and have it somehow turn into the thing that you pay your rent from. And that you live your life from. So
for a lot of people, that is the goal. And for some people, it's not the goal. And if it's not your goal, someone else is going to take your shit and make money off of it. So
right.
If you want to protect your shit, you got to come out the closet and fucking, you know, take the whooping, or you got to copyright your shit. And, you know, that's pretty whack, but you know.
What if the MTA could bag people? Well, think about that. What if the MTA could be like, oh, you did a nice ass burner. Guess what? We own that photograph and that shit is on our train. So guess what?
Yeah, well, they've used them for negative ads for sure. They have.
Not for negative ads, but like to just beat somebody out. Like, yo, we turned it into a skin.
That's it. That's all.
For the More Garbage Podcast. On behalf of our host, Fubzilla, Let's Make a Video, Kurt Books, DJ Vandal, and my name is DJ JoJo. We out of here. Peace.